Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And today's programme features sound poetry by Gerhard Ruhm, one of the original members of the Vienna Group in the 1950s. But before that, we have a different kind of sound poem. Resonance FM's annual fundraiser runs from February the 13th to the 21st, featuring 9 days of live events, a spectacular online auction, as well as a whole host of special broadcasts. Resonance relies on the support of our listeners, so help us make more amazing programming by heading to resonance.fm to make a contribution. The poem continues. The Resonance fundraiser is happening. Go to fundraiser.resonance.fm for an array of wonderful live events. As follows, Club Integral presents If You Can't Do It in 15 Minutes, £5. Thursday, the 18th of February, 9 p.m. Eclectic Art Lab, Lambeth North, SE1, featuring Art Terry and the Church of Pussy. Bermuda Triangle Test Engineers, Bob and Roberta Smith, and loads more. Very Loose Women, live, £5, Thursday the 18th of February, 7 p.m. The King's Arms, 65 Newcomen Street, London Bridge, SE11YT. Music and cake provided. The Relatively Good Radio Show's Resonance Fundraiser. £10, Friday the 19th of February, 8 p.m, The Joiner's Arms, 35 Denmark Hill, SE58RS, featuring Nick Hart, The Discount Orchestra, The Relatives, and DJ Anne Frankenstein. Digging Deep for Resonance, 104.4 FM, £5, Friday the 19th of February, 8 p.m, The Book and Record Bar, West Norwood, SE279NR, featuring Resonance DJs Hannah Brown, Zoe, Lucky Cat Baxter, Robin the Fog, and special guest DJ Food, plus prizes. All the Bees fundraiser, £12, Sunday the 21st of February, Aces and Eights, Tufnell Park, NW5, 2HP. Featuring Blurt, Band of Holy Joy, and DJ Charles Bullen, ex This Heat. Okay, well, that'll do for now, I think. All right, today's show features sound poetry by Gerhard Ruhm, spelled R-U-umlaut-H-M. And, yes, he was a member of the Wiener Gruppe, otherwise known as the Vienna Group, forerunners of the Vienna Actionists, but not to be confused with them. And there's various texts which I'm relying on from the book The Vienna Group by Peter Weibel. And these following texts are Gerhard Ruhm's own writings, under the heading of The Phenomenon of the Wiener Gruppe in the Vienna of the 50s and 60s. In 1946, 1 year after the end of the war, a number of modern painters, some of whom had been in exile, founded Art Club. Paris von Gütersloh became its president, and Art Club was to gain decisive influence on the future development of Vienna's and thus Austria's culture. It became a repository of the then, albeit scarce, new artistic trends. After 7 years of enforced separation, there was an urgent need to recover lost ground, and for us, the Vienna Group, the young ones, to rediscover modern art, which had been largely ostracized up to then. Even before 1938, it had reached merely a small minority, especially in Austria. The big libraries had failed to collect its most important documents, or they had been purged. We had to rely on sparse material scattered in private archives, the fragmented information on expressionism, dadaism, surrealism, and constructivism was lapped up eagerly, passed on, pieced together with difficulty to provide a picture. First, the most important names and titles had to be identified in order to know what to look for, and this made every clue, even the shortest statement, an exciting discovery. Skipping on a bit, there's another group was formed called the Hundsgruppe, Hund meaning dog, I think. Hundsgruppe, then a group with a left-wing and aggressive orientation, so to speak, was the first to split away from Art Club. Its main protagonists were Erich Brauer, Ernst Fuchs, Anto Krajicar, Wolfgang Kudmowski, Maria Lasnig, and Arnulf Rainer. Lasnig and Rainer, quite well-known artists and painters. The most radical among them. Their very first exhibition, Carve Canem, which I think means beware of the dog, hence the Hundsgruppe, in 1961 caused such an annoyance that, as far as it is known, it remained an ephemeral event. The pianist Hans Kahn and Gerhard Ruhm performed Geräusch Symphony, a montage consisting of nothing but noises on sound wire, which they had produced in this setting. Unfortunately, it got lost later when Hans gave it to somebody to have it recorded on tape. Then another quote by Gerhard Ruhm. Via Hundsgruppe, I got in closer contact with Arnulf Rainer, who autographed his works with, and then it says T followed by four R's, so that's presumably trrr. We discovered that both of us were striving towards reduction to the elementary and decided to perform together. In 1952, for example, I created one-tone music on the piano, demonstrated the experience of rest, and uttered my first sound poems. So with that, let's play some sound poetry by Gerhard Ruhm. And this is from a cassette published by Rowalt.
Lautgedichte. Expressionen.
This particular cassette seems to have a sort of strange echo. I don't know if that's intentional or kind of some strange defect.
An I. Reihungen. N umk. Gwun amk. Gwam eb. Un und nten l I li r l sr s snt nd u d d n nt ns nd st n nr s t n d t r n t n t n s s t r s s t s t s t s t s t p e Atemgedicht. Gebet. A A U E E O I. A Da Hu E De Bo I Da Ha U De E Do Bi Ba Ba U Be Be O Ni Na A Bu Me He So Mi Ma Ma Su E Ne So Yi Za Za Yu Ye E Ho Di Ga Ya Gu E Ge Do I A Na Nu Ne He Go Gi Va Da Du Ve Ve O Vi Za Ha Vu E Ze Mo Hi A Za Hu Me Me Vo I Na Na Mu Se ede no si, a na u ede yo i a anu ede o i a u e o i.
Yeah, you're listening to sound poetry by Gerhard Ruhm, founder member of the Wiener Gruppe.
Hymne an Lesbierinnen.
And the spoken texts are extracts from Gerhard Ruhm's The Phenomenon of the Wiener Gruppe. By 1953, my contact to H.C. Artmann had turned into a friendship-like relationship. We met more and more frequently, had a lot to discuss. Also, as we walked a stretch together on our way home to Breitensee, when we had missed the last tram or spent our last groschen on a small espresso rather than saving it for the ticket, Artmann possessed a well-used copy of Albert Sergel's Dichtung und Dichter der Zeit im Banner des Expressionismus, which we explored zealously, especially the chapters on Sturm, August Stram and Dada. We also had got hold of Anthology Der Absenten by Carola Gideon Welker at the America House. We discovered the last operas and plays by Gertrude Stein, Paul Schierbart, Karl Einstein, Stram, Behrens, Kurt Schwitters, Otto Nabel, Hans Arp, Benjamin Perret. And these were poets who, if known at all, were hardly taken note of, basically dismissed as outsiders who had been deservedly forgotten. For us, they represented the rediscovered true traditions with which our poetic work linked up organically. From where else should we proceed if not from the so-called endpoints? A glaring example was presented in music by Anton Webern, who was denounced as endpoint.
Spock de Stocken Multersee, geschwelt Hotzenstern, Hetzenbagel de Sturken, gespießter Kragel, spürt die do. Urschest, Baglucken, Barbie-Ex, Strunken, Schlerken, Braunzen, Anzen, Breschlunken, Glocken, Beessen, Ebener, Beben, Uasch. Glocken, Glocken. Ins Leel, Laschel, zarte Schlumpen, Zwatschgen, Leel, Burg der Banze zu der Leel, Ock der Laschel, Viere, Viere, na, aber gespatzte Zwagel, Leel, Burg der Laschel. Beden, Städten, Stotten, Boden, B, Stotten, Esch, Ott, B, Etten, Oschen, Schotten, B, Otten, Oschen, B, Boden, Boden, B, Buden, Eschen, Buden, Tetten, Uten, Tetten, B, Tuten, B, Stuten, B, Städten, ob de Bode, Beten. Gschleimocken, Destelmann, Boschnang, Grazegel, ja, de Post, Schockenkahn. Zachen ockten die Schlame, zwei Lohren, Krugel, Schammer, Tadel, Hekt, zwei Lemischenmaschen schlägt die Mur, Pflanz schmiegt der Zweiger, obern Ochen. Los, las, lose, Schuss, Schenk, Schank, Schogen, Schogen, San, San, Seele, Seele, San, Schogen, Schogen, Schenk, Schuss, los, lase. Zwirnzwarl, Lack, Lack, Ose, Ose, Osenadel, Osenadel, Ack, Zwirnzwarl, An, Idel, Idel, Zwack, Esenzwack, Esenzwack, Odel. Gspitz die Lacken, Lack die Osen, Osen, schwank die Schwei. Ragel, Hunden, Batten, Baden, lockte Loden, alles hängte, Beben, Beben, Bei.
Oswald Wiener, whom we had known so far only as a jazz trumpeter, came out with his first poems and brought along more as he realised how well they were received by us. We discovered things in common, a radically progressive attitude towards literature, and not just towards literature, that took us off the beaten track. For all the other writers around us, we definitely were overstepping the mark. In these years, this also applied to Artmann. Although his older works had earned him some prestige that allowed him greater leeway. Thus, internally and implicitly, A group began to form, which later became known as the Wiener Gruppe, the Viennese group. Initially, its common basis was by no means a binding, defined program, but above all, personal attachment and pleasant harmony, faced with general disinterest and violent rejection. We were friends who all wrote poetry and appreciated each other. Nothing had to be laid down because we understood each other. If we criticized each other, we did so conscious of an exclusive level on which our own criteria alone were adequate and acceptable. It was this very gap between our own and the absent criteria of our colleagues that set us off from them as a group. A noticeable change in writing style was observed in Artmann in his Reime, Verse und Formeln, a stronger emphasis on the formal, pandering to his fondness for remote languages, the sound of foreign words. He let imaginary words seep into his poems, thus blurring concepts, evoking associations by phonetic irritations, expanded poetry.
Dienstag, 22.07.1969. Das Raumschiff auf dem Rückflug zur Erde. Die beiden ersten Menschen, die den Mond betreten haben, sind sicher in ihr Mutterschiff zurückgekehrt. Nach in ihrem fast 22 Mond stündigen historischen Mondbesuch auf dem Erdnächsten in Gestirnstirn, koppelten die Astro-Innanauten Neil Armstrong und Mond und Edwin Aldrin ihr Mondboot Eagle mit dem Mutterschiff zusammen. In ihm hatte der dritte Astro-Eagle, laut Michael Collins, den Mondmond in bereits Reit 27 Igel mal umrundet in. Mittwoch, 23.07.1969. Erschütterungen auf dem Mond. Der von den Astronauten Armstrong und Aldrin im Meer der Stille zurückgelassene Seismostille Graf hat Erschütterungen und auf dem Mond registriert. Und die ersten Meldungen darüber Stille im Raumfahrtkontrollrollzentrum Stille. Hugh Houston haben großes auf und auf sehen erregt. Na, NASA-Wissenschaftler wollen heute dazu zu Stellung nehmen. Erregt. Mit Sorge wird in Houston die Ex heute trem hohe Temperatur erregt im Seismographen beobachtet heute. Donnerstag, 24.07.1969. Heute landet Apollo. Mit einer weiteren ausgedehnten Ruhepause hat sich die Besatzung des amerikanischen Besatzung Raumschiffes FES Apollo dehnten 11.11 g gestern auf die letzte dehnten kritische Phase ihr Besatzung es Mondfluges vorberei Besatzung tät den für heute Nachmittag gedehnten vorgesehenen Wiedereintritt in die Erdatmosphäre und die Wasser im Pazifik eintritt. Die Bergung der Astronauten und geschieht und unter strengen Wiedereintritt sie Sicherheitsvorkehrungen und. Freitag, 25.07.1969. Verluste in Vietnam. Trotz der relativen Kampfesruhe in Vietnam, die seit 5 Wochen andauert, sind die Verlustlustwochen, Lustziffern der Amerikani-Ruhe, schon Streitkräfte während der Verruhe, vergangenen Woche wieder Wochen gestiegen. Sie liegen mit Wochen, mit 182 gegen Ruhe, gefallenen jedoch noch unter dem Jahresschnitt 235. Während des gleichen Zeitraums hat es unter auf südsüdvietnamesischer 30 sei Seite 2205 und unter und 90 Tote gegeben 30. Sonntag, 26.07.1969. Kein Ende der Kämpfe. Is israelische Kampfflugzeuge haben auch gestern ägyptische Artilleriestellgestern Stellstellungen entlang des Suezzeuge, Kanals an angegriffen griffen Zeuge. Im Gegensatz zu den Kämpfen gestern, der vergangenen Tage gestern, se setzten die ägyptischen Zeuge Streitkräfte, keine Flugzeuge ein und verließen sich ausschließlich auf ihre Flugabwehr. Ein Sprecherzeuge in Kairo teilte mit, die Flugabschließlich, Abwehr, wer habe ein Kampfzeuge, Flugzeug abgeschossen, schossen schließlich. Sonntag, 27.07.1969. Parasiten festgenommen. Bei einer vor kurzem in der gesamten Tschechoslowakei vorgenommenen Razzia der Vorpopolizei gegen Para der Sitere Elemente sollen insgesamt 227 Vorpersonen in Gewahrsam genommen worden sein. Fast die Hälfte der bei der Razzia festgenommenen sei keiner ständigen Hälfte Arbeit nachgegangen. Montag, 28.07.1969. Krawall bis Mitternacht. Bis weit nach Mitternacht war gestern der untere Kurfürstendammschauplatz schwerer Auseinandersetzung Schauplatz inzwischen an Anhängern der gestern, der APO und der Polizei. Durch Steinsteinwürfe wurden Zahl Schauplatz, reiche Schaufensterscheiben Schauplatz und Vitrinen zerstört gestern. Aus Protest gegen die Überbeführung von Bundeswehr, wer deshalb mit einer über britischen Chartermaschine waren die Demonstranten über vor das Flugbüro gezogen wer. Dienstag, 29.07.1969. Publikumsjubel um die Meistersänger. Auch in diesem Jahr hat sich der große Publikumserfolg der vorjährigen Meistersinger vor Neuinszenierung wieder in große bei Bayreuth eingestellt. Minutengroße lang jubelten und trampelten die Vorzuschauer am Sonntagabend vor, als der Schlussvorhang nach der große Premiere gefallen war. Und unverändert beibehalten wurde das Bühnenbild, die Mischung von war Neoromantik und wurde und Abstraktion kommt dem Zeitgewahr Geschmack durchaus entgegen wurde. Mittwoch, 30.07.1969. Rilke Gefährtin gestorben. Nach langen Jahren schwerer Krankheit, mit denen sie mehr und mehr in Vergessenheit geriet, ist mehr in Paris die Malerin und Dichterin in Louis Albert Lamitte Lazare gestorben. Die 18 mehr 1085 in Metz geborene Künstler mit Lerinin wurde vor allem durch ihre Freundschaft mit Rainer Maria Rilkeke berühmt, der dessen Durchporträt sie malte und der Maria, der Malerin in eine Reihe durch von Versen widmete Maria. Donnerstag, 31.07.1969. Neues Brotmuseum.
Well, obviously these spoken pieces date from 1969, a date which is a recurring theme of the poem. The more differentiated sound of spoken language, the vernacular, was discovered, the peculiarities of dialects, their surreal figurativeness. If one interprets sayings in their literal sense, encouraged also by the use of vernacular elements in the poems by Federico Garcia Lorca, Artman attempted something similar using the Viennese. I was deeply impressed already by his first Dialekt Gedichte, dialect poems. And inspired to produce something on my own, we availed ourselves especially of the macabre, the abysmal, which the Viennese offers so lavishly, and relished the shocking effect of unusual associations, occasionally of vulgar character, alienating dialect as a culinary vernacular by abstract treatment, a practice I began in 1955, especially in my dialect pieces, including the reduction of the Viennese dialect to its phonetic pattern, its tone, in imaginary dialect poems. Our characteristic features of my own productions in this genre, contrary to the folksy Wien-Wörtlich, Vienna, literally poetry by Joseph Weinheber, for example. Dialect thus became included as a specific manoeuvrable category of expression into the existing stock of new literature. Artman and I attempted to agree on a uniform and binding phonetic spelling, which for the sake of simplicity should make do with the normal alphabet, but in the end we deviated in some minor respects.
Polizei ertrank mitteilte, war der Hamburger ertrank am Mittwoch spät abends bei Arbeiter, bei Dämmerung und leichtem Näharbeiter, will noch in den See gesprungen, trank und plötzlich untergegangen. Erst am Donnerstag entdeckte eine Frau beim Baden auf dem Teichgrund den ersten Toten. Ein Beamter, der Frau po Polizeiabteilung Rheinbeck erst tauchte und barg den toten Frau. Sonntag, 3.8.1969. Das Jahr 2000 im Visier. Eine Vorausschau auf das Jahr 2000 soll ein internationales Symposionon über Kunstfragen ergeben, das 2000 vom 10. bis 15. 2000 November in München Stadt S stattfindet. Wissenschaftler von S von Rang werden die Zukunftskunst 2000 Entwicklungen der Chemie und der Energieversorgung des Städtebaubaues und Verkehrswesens und der Informationstechnik Städte, der Meeresforschung und der Raumfahrt und erörtern Städte. Resümee. Die ersten Menschen sind auf dem Mond. Das Raumschiff auf dem Rückflug zur Erde. Erschütterungen auf dem Mond Erde. Heute landet der Apollo Mond. Verluste in Vietnam am Mond. Kein Ende der Kämpfe Erde. Parasiten festgenommen Erde. Krawall bis Mitternacht Mond. Publikumsjubel die Meistersinger. Rilke Gefährtin gestorben. Neues Brotmuseum Meistersinger. Ein nicht fehlt gestorben. Arbeiter fand den Tod Meistersinger. Das Jahr 2000 im Visier gestorben. Glaubensbekenntnis.
Yes, well, that's the end of that track. It's very difficult to ascertain where the tracks begin and end because it's all on a cassette, so it's impossible to actually find the beginnings of the tracks. But on December the 13th, 1954, a larger group of artists got together and founded a club called Exil, alluding to our situation in Austria's cultural life. We rented a place called Adibar at 3 Annagasse, a street off Kärntnerstrasse. The group was comprised of poets, composers and painters, Mark Adrian, Maria Lasnig and Friedrich Hundertwasser, for example, were responsible for the painting section. The walls were always hung with pictures that were exchanged by the painters at random. We had our own jazz band, where Wiener and Bayer, banjo, played from time to time. Young architects and film avant-garde artists, such as Peter Kubelka, joined us later. The close contacts that were held between the progressive representatives of the various arts were typical of our Viennese group, and had a most fruitful effect. At the beginning of January 1955, I demonstrated my visual, word and sound designs for the first time. At the end of the year, we cleared out of Adibar with a lot of hullabaloo because the owner of the now always overcrowded Adibar thought that he no longer needed us as animators and all of a sudden took back the agreed discounts on food and drinks granted to exile members, accompanied by New Orleans sounds. Our exodus formed into a spontaneous demonstration. Austria had become free. Artman wrote, it was the year 1955, a manifesto against rearmament, which bears 25 signatures. A protest rally with banners and a total of 7 participants ended right away at the police station.
...des Feuers und an die eilige Flamme, die wärmt. Ich glaube an den Herd als den Geburtsort des Feuers und an die Pfanne, die die Flamme wärmt und erhitzt. Ich bin überzeugt, dass die Butter darin zerrinnt und die Zwiebel in der flüssigen Butter anläuft. Ich glaube fest, dass man die halbe Zwiebel zuvor in noch kleinere Stücke zerteilen konnte. Es würde mich wundern, wenn man das Hirn nicht dazugeben könnte, und es würde mich wundern, wenn es dabei nicht durchröstete. Ich glaube, dass sich über alles die beiden Eier schlagen lassen. Ich glaube auch, dass man die Pfanne vom Feuer nehmen kann, wenn die Eier halb gestockt sind. Ich glaube ferner, dass man das Ganze mit Schnittlauch bestreuen kann, denn ich glaube fest, dass es den Schnittlauch gibt. Ich bin überzeugt, dass ihnen das Gericht bekommen wird.
Abwandlung mit 5 Ergebnisliedern.
Piep, pip, diep,
pip, giep, kip, hiep,
hip, fiep, fip,
schieb, schip, sieb,
zip, wiep,
wip,
miep, Mip, Niep,
Nip, Lieb,
Lip,
Rieb,
Rip,
Riet, Ritt,
Riek, Rick,
Riech,
Rich,
Rief, Riff,
Riesch, Risch, Ries,
Riss,
Riev, Riv, Riem, Rim, Rin,
Rin,
Riel, Rill, Rier, Rir, Rer, Rer, Rel, Rel, Ren,
Ren,
Rem, Rem, Rev, Rev, Res, Res, Resch, Resch, Ref, Ref, Rech, Rech,
Reg, Reg, Red, Red,
Reb, Reb,
Leb,
Leb, Neb, Neb, Meb, Meb,
Web,
Web, Zeb, Zeb, Sheb, Shep, Feb, Feb,
Heb.
Since around 1959 to 60, partnerships of changing composition had evolved from the production cooperative of the Wiener Gruppe, and Wiener distanced himself from his own texts of the past in a mood of general scepticism, which was not very beneficial to constructive cooperation. He completely refused to produce anything literary in the future. Beyer acted as a mediator, And he encouraged Wiener to join us for new co-productions, Starke Tobak and Folgengeistiger Ausschweifung, The Consequences of Intellectual Extravaganzas, and to continue his novel, Die Verbesserung von Mitteleuropa, The Betterment of Central Europe, which he had begun at the end of 1962. At the same time, Bayer and I, that is Gerhard Ruhm, worked to complete our monster operetta, Der Schweißfuss, which we had started in 1959. In 1964, everybody developed their own activities. Necessary changes were in the offing, although their ultimate goal was still uncertain. Uzi first planned to open his new nightclub, Chattanooga, Am Graben No. 29, with several spectacular events. Bayer believed this to be the opportunity of finally staging our joint product Kinderoper, which we had written as early as 1958, and in which we played ourselves. He took care of the invitations, painted the posters. After a night program with our chansons the day before, the world premiere of our Kinderoper took place on April the 10th, 1964. The hall was bursting with people all the way up to the podium. The atmosphere was nearly more exuberant than at our cabarets, as according to the manuscript, we had to eat and drink a lot, and did so, especially the latter. And since the audience did not restrain themselves either, drinks were served during the performance, things ended in howling and chaos, with bottles of donated champagne popped, pouring their contents right over the overheated faces. Glasses were flung through the hall. I saw one whizzing past above my head as I lay on the floor, dead drunk. This joint appearance of the group after a longer pause became its farewell performance. Ach Leitner devoted himself entirely to the theoretical side of architecture again. Bayer retreated to Schloss Hagenberg in Lower Austria to complete his novel. Wiener had a job at Olivetti's and worked on the Verbesserung von Mitteleuropa. And I, Gerhard Ruhm, moved to Berlin 2 days after the performance on September the 3rd. No, on September the 3rd, an article appeared in the Times Literary Supplement in which Bayer reviewed the Wiener Gruppe. When Bayer and I met again at the Frankfurt Book Fair, we devised plans for a new cooperation under the changed conditions. Unlike in the past, we should not be tied to one place. A month later, Konrad Bayer committed suicide.
Es war ein Hieb. Schiebt sie weg. Sie schippt es auf ein Sieb, wippt hin und her, nippt davon, es ist lieb. Sie rieb es, riet ihr zu einem Ritt, riech, rief sie, das Riff riss auf, es rinnt. Zweites Lied. Sie rennt hin, regt sich noch, reckt sich, was sie redet, rettet ihn. Lebt, sie webt. Hebt sie, es bebt.
Galaxis, Galaxis, Galaxis. Supernova, Supernova, Supernova. Trachtendirndl, Trachtendirndl, Trachtendirndl. Ehrgefühl, Ehrgefühl, Ehrgefühl. Mausetot. Mausetot, Mausetot. Respektsperson, Respektsperson, Respektsperson. Grundsätze, Grundsätze, Grundsätze. Stuhl, Stuhl, Stuhl. Fingernägel, Fingernägel, Fingernägel. Gesicht, Gesicht, Gesicht. Schmelzprozess, Schmelzprozess, Schmelzprozess. Dezimalsystem, Dezimalsystem, Dezimalsystem. Parteimitglied, Parteimitglied, Parteimitglied. Mutterglück, Mutterglück, Mutterglück. Gottvati, Gottvati, Gottvati. Urmaterie, Urmaterie, Urmaterie. Abnutzung, Abnutzung, Abnutzung. Anordnung, Anordnung, Anordnung. Strafanstalt, Strafanstalt, Strafanstalt. Heimatland, Heimatland, Heimatland. Vermehrung, Vermehrung, Vermehrung. Grenzkontrolle, Grenzkontrolle. Briefwechsel, Stoffwechsel. Schatzi, Schatzi, Schatzi. Wort, Wort, Wort. Polizistwerdung, Polizistwerdung, Polizistwerdung. Identitätsproblem, Identitätsproblem, Identitätsproblem. Militärdienst, Militärdienst, Militärdienst. Frauenzeitschrift, Frauenzeitschrift, Frauenzeitschrift. Mehrheitsbeschluss, Mehrheitsbeschluss, Mehrheitsbeschluss. Unterhaltungsprogramm, Unterhaltungsprogramm, Unterhaltungsprogramm. Glaubensgemeinschaft, Glaubensgemeinschaft, Glaubensgemeinschaft. Preisträger, Preisträger, Preisträger. Gleichschritt, Gleichschritt, Gleichschritt. Hausverstand, Hausverstand, Hausverstand. Frisur, Frisur, Frisur. Eheschließung, Eheschließung, Eheschließung. Staatsbürger, Staatsbürger, Staatsbürger. Volksempfinden, Volksempfinden, Volksempfinden. Anstand, Anstand, Anstand. Sommerkleidung, Sommerkleidung, Sommerkleidung. Denkmal, Denkmal, Denkmal. Sparschweinchen, Sparschweinchen, Sparschweinchen. Vergangenheit, Vergangenheit, Vergangenheit. Und so weiter, und so weiter, und so weiter.
Sinngedicht. Sinn in Sinn. Inadäquat Sinn, inakkurat Sinn, inaktiv Sinn, inakzeptabel Sinn, Innahm Sinn, Inangriffnahme Sinn, Inanspruchnahme Sinn, inappellabel Sinn, inartikuliert Sinn, in Augenscheinnahme Sinn, Inauguration Sinn, Inbegriff Sinn, Inbesitznahme Sinn, Inbetriebnahme Sinn, Inbild Sinn, Inbrunst Sinn, Inkoativ Sinn, Inzipit Sinn, Indamtren Sinn, Indefinitpronomen Sinn, Indeklinabel Sinn, Indelikat Sinn, Indem Sinn, Indemnität Sinn, in den April schicken, Sinn, in den Tag hineinleben, Sinn, in den Geschäft, Sinn, in den Wind schlagen, Sinn, Independenz, Sinn, in der Sinn, indessen, Sinn, indeterminabel, Sinn, Index, Sinn, Indezent, Sinn, Indian, Sinn, Indianer, Sinn, in die Hände klatschen, Sinn, Indien, Sinn, Indienststellung, Sinn, Indifferent, Sinn, Indigen, Sinn, Indigestion, Sinn, Indignation, Sinn, Indigo, Sinn, Indikation, Sinn, Indirekt, Sinn, Indiskret, Sinn, Indiskutabel, Sinn, Indisponibel, Sinn, Indisputabel, Sinn,
in Disziplin Sinn, Indium Sinn, Individuum Sinn, Indiz Sinn, Indokina Sinn, Indol Sinn, Indolent Sinn, Indologie Sinn, Indonesien Sinn, Indopazifisch Sinn, Indosamen Sinn, Indra Sinn, Induktion Sinn, Indulgent Sinn, Indult Sinn, Induration Sinn, Indus Sinn, Induse Sinn, Indusium Sinn, Industrie Sinn, In Editum Sinn, Ineffektiv Sinn, Inegal Sinn, Ineinander Sinn, Inert Sinn, Ines Sinn, Inessentiell Sinn, Inexakt Sinn, Inexistenz Sinn,
Yeah, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, and today's show has featured sound poetry by Gerhard Ruhm. That last track was from a record, 33 RPM single, which comes with a book called Wahnsinn Litaneien, by Gerhard Ruhm. And the texts, some of which, the rather fragmented texts which I read out, are texts by Gerhard Ruhm from the phenomenon of the Wiener Gruppe in the Vienna of the 50s and 60s. And we'll play out with another track from the cassette, Gerhard Ruhm, Botschaft an die Zukunft. Gesammelte Sprechtexte mit Gerhard Ruhm und Monika Lichtenfeld. And this is from side two of the cassette, and this is called Monologue.
Monologue. Mm-mm. 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 Mamal, Mampf, Mampf, mach, manch mal, mach mehr, 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 Menge, Mahnung, Magung, mag mehr, Magen, mögen, Makel, Mangel, Mängel, mengenmäßig, mäßig, mach mehr, mach mir mehr, mach mir's, mach mir mich, mein mich mach mich mir, mir mich mehr, meine mich, mach mir mich mein, mach meins, mach mir meins, mime mich. Meine Mienen mimen mich, meinen mich mir, meine Mienen messen mich, mischen mich, missen mich, mieten, mieten mich, mimend mir Mäntel, mir Möbel, mieten mir...